So we're holding in Bava Kamma Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel. It's an interesting Mishnah, and its applications are very, very lemaisa for all of us. We're talking about when you give something to a craftsman to do, and he botches the job. Okay? So, the first case is Nasan Omnin, you gave your raw material, your wood, to the craftsman. L'saken, you asked him to fix it up for you. In other words, you gave him raw materials, and you said, build me a nice bookcase. So, the craftsman goes and builds a bookcase up, and then near the end, let's for argument's sake say after it's totally finished, it's finished, but he now has to deliver it to you, let's say. And when he's wrapping it up to deliver it to you, he drops it out the second story window and it smashes. So the question then is, so chayavim l'shalom, then does he have to pay? The question that you would ask is, well, wait a second, does he have to pay back the raw materials, or now he destroyed my bookshelf? Even though I just contracted him to make the bookshelf, he made the bookshelf. So this Tana holds that all shvach, all improvements done to my materials, immediately becomes my property. Immediately. So the uman, the worker, doesn't get any, he's not kona any shvach. He has no rights to any of the improvements. So if he breaks it at the last final hammer blow, he smashed the thing and all falls down, he doesn't for a whole new finished product. Minus the last hammer blow, I suppose. That's how this Tana holds. So therefore, chayav neshalim means the case is that he has to pay how much it was worth at the time he destroyed it. Now, just as a side point, the halacha is actually machlokas, if the halacha is like this Tana or not. It's a machlokas shach and smalik to the very end of the chronim. But anyways, now, similarly, nasan lecheresh,
lecheresh, excuse me. So
there'll be two separate issues.
If he replaces the raw materials, then everybody's even, so to speak, and regardless of the psak. But if he's mechuyev to replace the completed bookshelf, then you're going to be mechuyev to pay him for his labor.
Correct, but that may be still a bit.
Even though he did it twice.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but the Mishnah here is not focused on what you owe him, it's just focused on what he owes you. Because what you owe him could depend on what kind of contract it was. It could be a couple of could be. Okay. Now, the next line of the Mishnah is really almost redundant. It just says, Nasan l'charesh, you give to the carpenter a shida tevo migdal l'saken. Give him some piece of furniture to fix up. A shida is a funny object. It's the box that a woman sits in when she's like carried around, like before cars. I don't know what the name of it is. Oh, that's called a sedan chair, maybe, or something like that. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, so, Teva, Migdal, whatever, kind of, you know, bookcases or whatever it is, cupboards. So you give them to the carpenter to fix those things, the kilkel, and he botches and he breaks them. So Chayav Lishlam, he has to pay, of course, the value of whatever you gave him. There's no, you could certainly have figured out clause 2 from clause 1. The Gemara asks it, the Gemara answers, so you shouldn't, clause 2 comes to make sure that you understand clause 1 is, as we described it, that is raw materials that were improved and then destroyed. He still pays the full value of the what it was at the time he destroyed it. Fine. Okay. Related din. Habanai. You hire a builder. In you know, Bob the Builder in America, so it's Bob Habanai here in Israel. Hire a builder. Shekiba Lav Listor Esakoso. He's hired to disassemble a wall. That means this was a wall made out of bricks or stones, and then mortar between the stones. And his job is not to take a wrecking ball and smash it down. We want to take down this wall so we can put it up again later on. You know, like in Yerushalayim, they do it. Have you ever seen that? You know, in Yerushalayim, there's a rule. I don't know exactly the scope of the rule, but certain buildings, you're not allowed to destroy the facade. That's like how the rule works over there. So you can, if you want to do major improvements inside, what they do is they actually number every stone. You've seen the numbers on the stones, right? Then they take it apart, totally overhaul the inside of the house, and then put up the old stones how they always were so the facade hasn't changed. So you got the guy to do that for you. So that's what you hire him to do. V'shiber es avana, but the problem is he breaks the stones. Oh, shechizik, or forget it, he just scrapes them. They're damaged because, like, you know, whatever, his tools scratch them. So then chayav l'shalem, he should have known better. He's a professional builder, and he has to pay for the damage done to those stones. Now, what happens if hayasoser mitzadze? You have two adjacent houses, you're your neighbors, and you say, listen, leave his wall up, just take my wall down. And that's what he does. So, hayasoser mitzadze, he's taking down my side of the wall, but nafal mitzad acher, but the other guy's wall now collapses. Now, why did it collapse? Because probably wasn't strong enough to stand up by itself. Even so, the banai, the builder's putter, you didn't hire him to be an architect or an engineer to assess that. You hired him to take apart the wall. He did what you told him to do. He wasn't negligent, so therefore, he's not chayav. However,
so then you're responsible?
It's an interesting question. But presumably, yes. Presumably, yes. Presumably, yes, because you should have The answer will be, when I say presumably, it depends if I, the employer, was actually negligent or not. Okay, that would what the case would revolve around. Mm-hmm. My neighbor taking a basin, I'd have to show that I wasn't negligent and like I could have never known it wasn't my fault. Yeah. Now, in Machmas Hamaka, if the reason why my neighbor's wall fell is because of the negligence of the builder, he just, you know, used a sledgehammer and he should have taken it apart with a little small trowel, whatever it is, so then Chayev, then he's obligated because he should know better and he knocked it down with his own hand, so he has to pay for it. Fine.